Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast from RadioMD, Podcast Health, or iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. I'm Dr. Mike Roizen, your host. We're sponsored as usual by Life's First Naturals, makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and of course, that's Life's First Naturals Colostrum, and of course, Dye Rescue. Very helpful for one of the drugs we're about to talk to about in the news of the day, the GLP-1s. That's Dye Rescue. And of course, for Youngevity.com, go to their website. You can be one of the first to try it. That's for Youngevity.com. It formally launches on the 16th of December. And if this comes out before then, you can get one of the beta testers and see how you like it and feedback to us so that we can improve it based on your comments. That's for the number four, Youngevity.com. This is 1260 A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week. We have a short set today, but important. One of those is that about 40% of patients who have lost their weight on one of the GLP-1 drugs can then go and space it out as long as 10 days to 5 weeks in this study and maintain their weight loss. In fact, some of them actually lost a couple more pounds, but these were people who lost big amounts of weight. They can space out the dose as long as, and in fact, the most common chose interval was 2 weeks, but it's from 10 days to 5 weeks, and they still were able to maintain weight loss. They continued to do resistance exercise, a key component. The other big story this week, and by the way, that first story was the Adomega story of the week. The second story is on adherence to the Mediterranean and DASH diets reduces insomnia risk in women. They only studied women, but by going to the Mediterranean diet, which is, of course, low in simple sugars and saturated fats, high in vegetables and olive oil, those people did reduce their risk of sleep disorders substantially. And that is our Roizen rule for younger you. Avoid the five food felons and enjoy the food you eat. The next story is a longevity is the next disruptor story. And there are two in this category. One is that the young onset of dementia patients, that is, if you develop dementia before age 65, you're considered young onset. The majority of people don't develop, or who do develop dementia, the majority don't. But the majority who do develop dementia do it after age 85. But if you get it before 65, the average survival rate is 7 years. And it differs by type. That is, in people with, if you will, the frontal temporal dementia, they lived 6.9. Alpha synucleinopathy, 7 years. People with Alzheimer's disease lived on average 9.9 years after diagnosis. So it was a little more than 7 years on average, which means that as a caregiver, if you're caring for one of these people, you got to take care of yourself. Because remember, 30% of caregivers die before the person they're caring for. The other story is a longevity is the next disruptor segment as well. Poor olfaction, that is inability to smell, is associated with the risk of coronary heart disease. We know that inability to smell is a hallmark of dementias, of Parkinson's disease, and of Alzheimer's. But in this study, the researchers found that comparing poor with good olfaction, the increase risk of coronary heart disease was double So it is a huge increase. One of the keys we've often spoken about in keeping young is, in fact, getting 4 deep smells a day. And whether that's coffee, which I'll smell right now, or alcohol, or rosemary, or thyme, or whatever smells you like, smell them deeply and inhale deeply. Women often do this, as a matter of fact, but men don't smell as deeply often. I guess it's because we don't cook as much, although that probably is changing. But smelling deeply helps prevent dementia as well in 2 large-scale studies. So our key stories this week, remember, smell deep, go to the DASH diet, and if you're on one of the GLPs, try spacing it out. It's less expensive. In any case, those are the top stories of the week, and especially if you're a caregiver, remember to do wellness practices for yourself. Schedule yourself into your own schedule. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, 1260A of the podcast. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week. You'll want to turn into 1260B too. It's about, I blew my diet, now what? And if you will, the concept of Goal Power Plus and of feasts, as well as 6 chicks. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. We're sponsored as usual. Go to 4Youngevity, YOUNGEVITY.com, and sign up for the free newsletter. But also, if you're early enough, sign up for the beta program where you can test it and see how to improve it if you want, or if you like it as is. We're looking for testers at 4Youngevity.com. And the other sponsor, LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of bovine colostrum, TrueBiotics, and Dye Rescue. And thank you all for downloading us. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.